A letter arrived for us today. A letter from quite a world away. Written by someone we've never seen. Sent from a place where we've never been. We're going to read you, that's if we may, this letter from quite a world away. You can't imagine, the letter ran, what modern wireless means to a man exiled here in this lonely spot. Or do you know that it means a lot, down on your luck and all alone, to hear the sound of a saxophone? You can't imagine what it can mean, unless you've been upon the sea. But best of all, the moment when we hear the chime of Great Big Ben, and turn to somebody near and say, that's Big Ben calling at close of day, to us, a world away, to us poor devils, a world away.
This is the London station, closing down. Good night, everybody. Good night.
It comes to us each day from quite a world away. We wait in homes remote for its first booming note. In fancy we recall a rose upon a wall. Some dear remembrance.
Sendung Wellenlänge. Vous écoutez la transmission longueur d'onde. Udite la trasmissione lunghezza d'onde. You are hearing the transmission called wavelength.
You'd love to see me die, just shoot myself. It's all right. It's okay, I understand. I am a reasonable man. I am a reasonable man. But Let's go. Let's go. You got me all upset now, goddammit. Got me all upset now, goddammit.
Letter that begins them all, H. Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing, Act 3, Scene 4, for BP. H, be a pencil, be natural, H, is eight, is eta, is heth, is ha, is I on its side, is a line in calcium, is the letter that begins them all, is what Beatrice said when she had an ache, pronounced H, as a head H, an ear H, a heart H, heart, hearth, here, th, here, k, here, ch, here, g, here, f, here, th, here, w, here, z, here, sh, here, here, o, here, eh, here, ah, here, ha, here, he, here, ho, here, ha, here.
If I could meet anybody, I think I'd like to meet Einstein. I would love to talk to him about time. Time intrigues me. Are we living in the now? Or is the time moving? Or are we moving? I can't figure it out. I think it's one of the mysteries of the world. Besides, why are we here? I would like the answer to a lot of my questions. That's why I'd like to talk to him. because I have a feeling that he found the answers to a few of those questions, but those questions that bother me didn't bother him. You see, he was questing after other questions. And I know he knows the answer to the questions I have, because he's like, eon steps beyond me. Am I expressing myself all right?
Post office. I just know how cruel men can be to other men.
How cruel?
There is no mercy. Petty little things. You'd have to read the novel Post Office to see how petty they can be. The whole job could be done easily, but there seems to be some kind of fear there when little men get in power. They're not doing their job properly. So to compensate this, they overdo their job, which means to try to crush everybody under them, to prove them inefficient, even if they aren't. So this builds for tension and unhappiness and stupidity.
What happened when you left? Do you remember the day you left?
My last night. Of course, I heard something horrifying. I came back from a drink of water, and I heard this little fellow say, he was a delicate little creature. He said, "Well, I'll say one thing. That old man's got a lot of guts to quit his job at his age." He said it while I was walking by. I said, "Oh, God, maybe he's right. What have I done here?"
And you were?
50.
50?
Mm-hmm. Then I came home, and I didn't go to work the next night. And the landlady says, "What's the matter? Aren't you going to work?" I said, "No, I quit the job." She says, "What? You quit that good job at the post office? You must be crazy." So everybody told me, you know, I was crazy, I was stupid, but I felt great getting out of there.
And you have been feeling great since?
Well, free. The bird out of the cage. The bird finally gets a little bored, you know, sitting on a branch. But it sure as hell beats the cage. And the typewriter was there. And the window facing the street was there. And the pint of whiskey was there and a six-pack of beer, and I put a sheet of paper in. I decided to become a professional writer. Come on. This is Linda, my protector and my wife.
How did you two meet each other?
You tell. No, I've been talking.
We met at a poetry reading that he was giving in Hollywood. I'd read all his books for many years, and I'd gone to his poetry readings before, and it was just the time that I wanted to actually meet him and shake his hand.
You wanted to shake my hand, huh? Oh, wow. Are you comfortable? You're not comfortable.
Okay. Uh-huh. And it just began then. And he was in the process of doing research for a novel that was titled Women. And research meant experiencing many women. And so he continued to do that for about 6 months as I was getting to know him, and it was quite interesting.
You met some of the ladies?
Yeah, I met about four or five of them. And then after about 6 months, They sort of dwindled off and...
Uh-huh. You ran them off,
they're
huh?
gone.
Oh, wow.
So what do you do, Linda? Is it a full-time job to be married to Charles Bukowski?
It's a full-time job. It's a full-time job being married.
To anybody, right?
To anybody.
How was it to see Mickey Rourke play Henry Chinansky, alias Charles Bukowski, in Barfly?
It was okay. He had his pants hanging down, and he looked a little bit more bedraggled than I actually looked. I was kind of a neat barfly. I mean, I didn't shave, I didn't have a haircut.
What was that?
San Pedro, this is a wild town. So, I used to wash my shorts at night, my shirt, my pants sometimes, hang them up. They were all wrinkled, but they were clean when I went to the bar in the morning.
From blue, gradually my thoughts moved towards black. You said that you thought my innocent cadmium red would eventually become black. But instead of pure black, I tried to arrive at a colour, an impure black, to depict darkness and the layers of meaning that that word has. I began a game of words. I took an English-Spanish dictionary and found the word for darkness, obscuridad. Then from Spanish to German, to Dunkelheit, and from German to French, obscurité. If darkness were taken through the languages of the world, translating one to another in turn until in the end you return back to English, I wonder if you would return to the word darkness. In 1930, Henri Michaux wrote, "Beneath it, beneath thinner than a thread, beneath the night, the night." As I was thinking how I could portray this idea, the videotape of your talk at Mac Bar in Barcelona arrived, and as I watched it, you began to talk about the Chauvet Caves and the images of the animals found on the walls and how, to preserve them, they'd be sealed back into the darkness where they'd waited for so long. How strange to think of an image of an owl sitting in the darkness, and a strange coincidence that you say, "We have no word for this darkness that is very closely connected to light." It made me wonder how those early painters, like the artists of the Chauvet Caves, actually saw their work, painting those daytime images illuminated only by fire. So I made this book for you, combining four kinds of darkness. If the sequences could go through the languages of the world, maybe somewhere we could find the word for this darkness. All too real. The desire to be elsewhere.
June 17th, 1997. Your darkness in different languages and different degrees. Well, here's a short passage I was writing the other day, which has something to do with black. Give my love to Genevieve and the little one. When the sun set, the forest was filled with blackness, not with the color black, but with the mystery, the invitation of black. Blackness is in a black coat, as in black hair. As in a touching you didn't know existed. Thank you. though Vika has gone, I hear her voice. This happens often. King, keep your mouth shut, she says. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the color black, I say, and about sex.
Of the piano. There's 36 black notes and 52 white notes. We don't mean to eliminate nothing, but we're gonna just hear the black notes at this time, if you don't mind. Blackness, B-L-A-C-K, N-U-S-S.
Black Mary! Black Mary!
voices. One voice. A familiar voice. A familiar voice. A voice. A voice. A voice. A voice. Familiar music. A voice. A familiar voice. A familiar voice. Familiar music. Voices. Voices. Familiar music. Familiar music. Familiar music. Familiar music. Familiar music. Familiar voice. Familiar music. Familiar music. Sound of feet walking. Familiar voice. Voices. Music. Voices. Familiar sound. A voice. A voice. Voices. Voices. A voice. A voice. Music. A voice. Familiar voice. Familiar voices. Dog barking. Music. A voice. Familiar voice. A voice. Familiar voice. Familiar voice. Familiar music. A voice. Voices. 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 Familiar voice. Familiar voice. Familiar voice. Music. Familiar voice. Familiar voice. Familiar voice. Familiar music. Familiar music. Familiar music. Voices.
Everything belongs to someone. Television, radio, Motorola radio in the dashboard of a car, boat, an airplane, motorcycle, motor scooter, motorbike, ice skates, skis, heater in the car, magic carpet. That's all. What else?
Sofa, bed, warm blanket.
Clock, food, smoking pipes. I can't think of anything else. Automobile, bicycle, shirt,
belt,
cigarette lighter, water fountain, bubbler, chewing gum, chewing tobacco, pipe tobacco, eyeglasses, hat, cap, ring on your finger, wristwatch, cigarette holder, cigarette pack in your shirt pocket,
mustache, shoes, sneakers, bedroom slippers,
brown corduroy bedroom slippers, ring, I already said ring.
Fountain pen.
Ballpoint pen. A barber's shears to cut men's hair. A washing machine that automatically washes your laundry for you like in a laundromat. That's all. That's all I can think of. I'm going to get a drink of water now.
And now, said I, here is an allegory. Envision the state of men inhabiting a kind of cavernous subterranean chamber whose entrance is exposed to the light. The prisoners have been here since childhood, chained by their legs and necks to limit movement and vision so that only what is in front of them can be seen. Further up is the light from a fire which burns from behind the men.
Highland performers as they bury their pellets in the tops, drums are projected.
Silent. There was an echo coming from the wall facing the prisoners. reality then to these prisoners would be established in the form of nothing but shadows from artificial objects.
Imagine if one captive was set free.
What if someone dragged him up the coarse and lofty climb into the sunlight? Upon entering the light, would the brilliance entering his eyes keep him from seeing anything he was now told was real? Would he not feel his eyes aching? Finally, he could then view the sun and ponder its nature. What would happen if he had chosen to return to his former place of confinement in the cave? He would find his eyes filled with darkness. Kill the one who was trying to set them free and lead them out of darkness. If they could lay their hands upon him. Goodness, with tremendous difficulty, is the final idea to be grasped within the sphere of wisdom. The entire soul must also be turned away from an evolving world until the eye is able to endure the study of marvelous brilliance we refer to as the good. Into where it should be.
to share with Nina.
Sir, though, for the army,
Meister an des Ohrlichsten, Sir. Ich bin nach ihm gesorgt, Sir. Sir, Sir, bin gesehen vor wunderschön gemacht, weil er alles wird. Sir, sind wir so etwas. Die Hauser in der Lübse überraschen, die Lübse wird nicht nehmen, nur wird er für mich schwester, mach gerät, dann muss Sir, man geht, du. Er war schlief, schlief, schlief,
From view by almost instantaneously stopping the rotation of the rotatable housing in a predetermined angular position. Since it is difficult to observe any one of the surfaces or display areas of the rotatable housing during rotation, and it may be only viewed when the rotatable housing is stopped, an object such as a small statue of a drummer in one display area may be made to disappear and reappear by successively bringing that display area and an empty display area into view. Achievable with prior rotating boxes.
It is another object of the present invention to provide a rotating box as suggested in the above objects, which may be provided with two or more surfaces or display areas disposed about an axis of a rotatable housing, each of which surfaces or display areas may be selectively brought into view by substantially instantaneously stopping the rotation of the rotatable housing from a rotating condition. Object. Which provides the optical illusion of appearance and disappearance of the figure of a drummer. Mounted on the rotatable housing with successive operations of the box wherein the rotatable housing is stopped. Different angular positions about the axis thereof. It is still a further object of the present invention to provide a rotating box which may be initially rotated at a relatively high angular velocity and which includes a plurality of selection means, each of which may be manually actuated. For substantially instantaneously stopping the rotation of the rotatable housing in an angular position which corresponds to the selection device which has been actuated. Said rotatable housing blends the sides thereof to make observations of any one individual site difficult until said rotatable housing has been stopped by said latching means. As will be described hereafter, the box can provide an optical illusion of appearance and disappearance of the figure. is claimed is... Number one, an optical illusion producing rotating box comprising support means a generally elongated rotatable housing having an axis of rotation and mounted for free rotation on said support means, and latching means for selectively stopping said housing when the same is rotating in one of at least two angular positions thereof about said axis, while allowing it to be viewed from one point of observation, whereby said rotatable housing having sides and blending the sides thereof during rotation to make observation of any one individual side difficult until said rotatable housing has been stopped. Mechanical box as defined in claim one, wherein two selection means are provided on said support means and disposed at diametrically opposite sides of said axis, whereby diametrically opposite sides of said housing come into view at said point of observation when said housing stops. Three. A mechanical box as defined in claim one, wherein said rotatable housing includes a skirt in the nature of a cylindrical wall, portion coaxial with said axis, said engageable means being provided on said skirt. As defined in claim two, wherein said skirt is disposed at an axial end of said rotatable housing. Five. A mechanical box as defined in claim three, wherein said axis is oriented in a vertical direction, and said support means wall is disposed proximate and above the upper end of said rotatable housing. Number six, a mechanical box as defined in claim three, wherein said axis is oriented in a vertical direction and said support means wall is disposed proximate and below the lower end of said rotatable housing. Said circular path upon actuation of the respective selection means to engage said engageable means. Eight. A mechanical box as defined in claim seven, wherein said engageable means and said free end portion are configured to provide a snap fitting engagement upon engagement there between, whereby said rotatable housing becomes substantially instantaneously locked or frozen in position and prevented from further rotation.